Well, the GAA season is just upon us, and one of the big initiatives from last year was the Bord Gáis Energy GAA sponsorship, where they produced the Gaga Box, a hugely popular series that featured the most passionate hurling fans across the country who were filmed in their own front rooms as they experienced the agony and the ecstasy of the hurling championship. This year, the series returns, and Harry Toomey of Limerick is one of those that got involved last year. And he joins me now to encourage Tipperary supporters to get involved now in 2021 in the Gaga Box. How you doing, Harry?
How are you doing, Stephen? How are things?
All well here. And Harry, brilliant for ye last year with Limerick winning the All-Ireland and Tip, of course, the year before, and two of the big teams this year again, and we'll be battling with each other. But last year's championship was just unique, really. It was a championship like no other.
Absolutely, and not being able to go to the matches was a big thing for us, because we always travel, as the fella says, you know. But Bord Gáis came up with the Gaga Box, and it was a bit of crack and bit of banter, and we enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah, and how did you become involved with it, Harry? What was the experience like of taking part? Tell us about it.
Well, contacted us and asked would we like to take part, and I put my hand up straight away, because we are a mad family that go to the matches, as the fella says, you know. It was very professional. Bold Studios came down and decked out the room, kitted us up, and then they went back outside. And they were managing us from our front lawn, really, you know.
So they were at your house and watching your reaction to the games.
Correct. And they'd be able to prompt you. We were mic'd up, and they would prompt you, and they'd ask you a question about a certain player or a commentator, just for you to give a reaction, you know. And it was very good. Now, we enjoyed it, you know.
Bit of crack, like, because you're kind of caught in the hop. You have to just go with what's in your head and your heart.
Absolutely. There was something about Marty Morrissey, and maybe he wasn't very nice, but it was all in good fun. And I think Joe Canning got the end of my tongue as well. And there was nothing personal about it. It was just all a bit of crack, you know?
Yeah. As a hurling year, Limerick really started well, didn't they? It was just like right from the off with Hegarty to the fore.
Oh, absolutely. And I suppose our own clubman, Tom Morrissey, was outstanding as well, I think. And I think Tom was probably hard done by not getting the player of the year, you know, but that's my own personal feeling. But Hegarty was fantastic. They all were, though, you know. Dan Morrissey was playing a fullback, not his first season there. He played there a long time ago. But look, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. It was easy to do Gaga Box when you were winning, you know.
Yeah.
Don't know what to be like when you're losing.
Yeah, and with it, that Limerick team, John Kiley, the manager, you have a few connections with Tip. He's principal in the Abbey CBS. The Morrisseys, of course, have Tipperary relations as well. And, it's Tip and Limerick, two of the big guns this year.
Oh, I would say so, but, you know, you can't write off Cork. Cork won in All-Ireland 2005 with a very young team, and they're waiting in the long grass in an All-Ireland semi-final going in, or Munster semi-final, sorry, as underdogs to us. So, look, we'll be very wary of Cork, you know.
Yeah, did you find the celebrations different between 2018 and 2020 after winning it?
There was no comparison, you know. In 2018, the crowds that were in the Limerick City at the train station, out at the Gaelic grounds, it was just unbelievable. This year we were all COVID, and where you had to go for a meal to have a few drinks. We did that after the game and after the recording, but it wasn't the same, you know. It's just... Yeah. Completely different. There was no homecoming either, you know. That's so strange for a GAA in any county.
Yeah.
Supporter, when their team wins the All-Ireland, not to be able to go to your own field and support them, like.
Yeah, it was like that when Tip won 2019, the same thing, huge celebrations. And it means so much to all the people who get to hold the cup.
Oh, absolutely. And the cup then goes around to the clubs, to the national schools, to 45 drives. You know, it goes around to everything. And that was all missing this year, you know.
And with Gaga Box, do you think that it's something that Tipperary families should get involved in, that other people listening should?
Absolutely, and the Tip family that were there last year were good crack as well, you know. It is good fun. Look, it's all a bit of banter. Some people don't like it, but the majority of the people and the feedback that we have got as a family now, and the girls would be younger than obviously they're into the social media and all that, and they're getting a right kick off it. Like, they got a great kick off it. People say to them in college, "Jeez, I've seen you somewhere before," you know, and all this, you know. So it is good fun. It is good fun.
Yeah, and you're looking forward to this year's championship. So, you know, how do you see it panning out?
Yes, God, you just don't know. Every match, like, there's nothing between the five teams in Munster, you know. Any one of them could come up trumps in the Munster Championship. So look, we'd be hopeful that we'd get over Cork, and then we'd be meeting yourselves in the final. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, that's it. We'll meet in the Munster final. Yeah, and again in the All Ireland final. Yeah, it would be fabulous. So this is something that people can get involved in. How did you go about getting involved last year with the Bord Gáis Energy Gaga Box?
Well, the club and GA were asked to recommend to nominate a family. They nominated us. We got a Skype kind of interview with Bord Studios. They put our names forward to Bord Gáis. Bord Gáis looked at it, along with other families. I can only presume another, you know. And we were lucky enough to get picked. And as the fella says, the rest is history, you know.
And your room was decorated in the green and white, like, just as the Tipperary family could be in blue and gold. And like, you get that match experience without being there, perhaps.
Yes, yeah, and of course, friends of mine were saying, "Did the wife let you do that?" So you're sitting up, and I was saying, "No, you've got a green mat on the floor, like, you know, that's mad, like." But in fairness to Bold Studios, they provided all the gear and they kitted it out, and it was good crack, you know.
Ah, brilliant stuff. Well, listen, thanks for joining us today on Tip FM. And it's something that people can be involved in, and you'd highly recommend it.
Absolutely, 100%. It was a great experience. We had a laugh, and other people had a laugh in a year that wasn't so good, you know.
Brilliant stuff. Harry, thanks for talking to us today.
Okay, God bless.